Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Credit scores. You know, credit scores and credit is one of those things in the mortgage industry that is obviously very important. It is critical in everything that we do. And it's also, it's one of those things that's very misunderstood. It is amazing how many times I'll talk to somebody and they'll have done something with their credit that they thought would be really, really helpful. And in reality, it was not helpful. So if you're in any situation where you're wondering, if I do this, pay this off or pay that off, or should I do this, should I do that with my credit, please call me first. Please let me know so we can talk about it and make sure that you're doing the right thing, that you're not doing something that actually will hurt your credit. And with credit, there's actually five factors that affect your credit score, and they affect it differently. And the first factor is your payment history. So this is how well you've made your monthly payments. It's not how much you owe or any of that, just how well have you made your payments. And that is 35% of your score. Now, I will get people who will tell me, you know, I don't understand. I've never missed a payment. Why is my credit score lower than what I would think it would be? And that we're going to talk about here in a little bit, because there's different things. Payment history is important, but it's the most important. It's 35% of your score, which is the most of any of these five factors, but it's still only 35%. So the next piece of this credit is your credit utilization. And that is 30% of your score. And what credit utilization is what is your balance compared to your limits? So let's take a credit card. If you have a $5,000 limit and you owe $500 on the card, 10%, that's really good, and that's going to help your credit score. If you owe $5,100 on a card, you have a $5,000 credit score, that's credit utilization, and that is really going to hurt your score. And again, that's 30% of your score. So it's a big number, not the biggest, but it's a big number. So you, on credit, want to keep that utilization down as low as you can. The optimum that we've seen is about 18% of your limit. Now, if let's say you said, well, I'm already up that high. What am I supposed to do? There's a couple. Obviously, one, you can pay it down. One of the things you can do. Another one that you can do, if your creditor will do it, is have your credit limit raised. Now, when you do that, I'm not saying to raise it and then charge it up, but if you raise it, that will positively affect your credit score, because now your credit utilization is going to look better. That card you owed $5,000 on went to $10,000 and you owed $5,000. Now you're at 50%. And that's going to help your credit score. If you are looking at doing anything like that, call me. We'll go through it. We can even get your credit run, and I can run some scenarios, and I can tell you an estimate of what it's going to do to your credit score, so that you know if you have what it's going to do to help you or how it's going to affect that score. The next is length of credit history. And it's 15% of your score. And so it's really, for somebody like me, I've had credit for 30, 40, 50 years. I don't know, probably 40 years. So with 40 years of credit, that length of history is very, very helpful, but it's still only 15%. On the other side, my sons, they're very new to credit, especially my youngest son. So he only had credit for 3-4 years. So for him, he's got to overcome, and this may be for you, you have to overcome that length of credit history. So you can do that with your payment history. Again, you're not going to have as long a payment history. You can do that with the credit utilization, and that's not only with with your credit limits and things like that, but it's also the type of credit. Car loans are very good for your credit. Mortgages are the best for your credit. somebody who has a student loan, as soon as that student loan starts to be paid, you get full credit history for that. So if they've had it for 4 or 5 years as they went to school, and if you've had that, and then you start to make the payment, you actually get 5 years of credit history or whatever length of term you've had. And that can really help raise your credit score, because it does help do the length of the credit history. Very important. The next is new credit, and it's 10% of your score. Now, new credit obviously is they weight it, but it can also be a negative. If you add too much new credit, that would be a negative. They look at that and they're going to look at that, and the credit bureaus are going to lower your credit score due to you having and adding all this new credit. So you don't want to add a whole bunch of new credit, but you can, go out and get a card, and you add one card or two cards, and you just don't add a bunch, and then you wait a while before you do the next one. That's a way to do the new credit without hurting your credit score. Also, when you get that new credit, if it's a credit card, don't charge it up. Try to keep it at that, 10 to 20% of the credit limit. That will help immensely on making sure that you're not, that your credit score stays where it should, your credit is where it ought to be, and that you're not negatively affecting your score. The next is credit mix, and it's also 10% of your score. And credit mix is your revolving credit, your mortgages, installment credit, so that you want a good mix of that. The best credit scores I see normally have a mortgage, normally have one car, maybe two, and normally have a couple of credit cards that they've had for a long, long time. Now, it used to be I didn't see anybody over an 800 score without that scenario. Now I see people over that, so they've changed the algorithm a little bit. I have seen people over that credit score, over 800, with not that scenario, with maybe only one car, maybe no cars, maybe no mortgage, but cars. So it has eased a little bit. But the credit score for mortgages and pretty much for everything is extremely important today. Even getting jobs, they may even run your credit. So it can be a very important situation, a very important item for you. And then, we talked about how it is, but maybe you don't know what is a credit score. You normally, if you have credit scores, you have three. We have TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And those three, they report what they take all this information that they get from the lenders, people who are loaning the money, and they dish that out in a credit report. And you, on some, like you buy a car, they may only pull one of your reports. You buy other things, they may only pull one report. On a mortgage, we get all three, what's called a tri-merge credit report. We're going to get all three bureaus, and we're going to look at all of that. Credit scores range, at least on a mortgage, from 300 to 850. I've never seen anything in the 300s. The lowest you tend to see, I'm not saying it couldn't be there, but in the upper fours, mid to upper fours is about the lowest you'll see, at least I've seen in 30 years of looking at credit. But 850 is enough. I've never seen an 850, because once you pull credit, the credit score is going to be below 850, because a credit pull, when we pull credit or anybody pulls credit, it actually dings your credit a little bit. It's minor. Usually on a mortgage, it's 3 points or so. Bureaus won't tell us exactly, but that's what I'm told. So it does hurt a little bit. Now, on the credit, too, because it's only 300 to 850, and most people are really between 550 and, let's say, 820, very slight movements in credit can make a difference in what your financing looks like, definitely on a mortgage, but also on a car or anything else. Those slight movements can make a big difference. For instance, let's take somebody who has a 599 credit score. That 599 is a tough one to finance, but let's say you can get it done. Well, their rate and terms are going to be much higher than even if they just had a 641. Not a huge increase. So we're talking 42 points, but that 42 points can make a huge difference. Even if they had a 601, it will make a difference on what their financing looks like, what their rates and terms are. So if you have, you know, anytime we can help improve your score, we want to do that. So if you know you have credit issues and you think you might want to finance, it may be worthwhile to talk to me. We might be able to help you work through that so we can help you get prepared to finance. It's very, very important that you do that. Now, what is a credit report? As I said, the credit report is it's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and they collect data from the lenders who report to them. So let's say you have a credit card with American Express. Well, American Express is going to report to the credit bureaus, and that is going to be reported on your credit report. As I told you, the five factors, that's how they reported how long you've had it, how much you owe, what's your limit, all those things, what's your payment history, all those things are going to be on there, and that's how they're going to score your credit report or your credit score. So that's how it's going to come out. We talked about the history, so that's really important on this. So you want to make sure that you have, you know, the more history you have. If you don't, we can help look at how we can maybe build that and help get that credit score up. Now, after the break, we're going to talk more about credit, and specifically, we're going to talk about what types of credit accounts are available and a little bit of how you can build your credit.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
You know, we're talking about credit, and I also want to talk about how you get your credit report, because that can be very helpful if you can pull your own credit report so you can see what's on there, because many, many people do not actually know what's on their credit report. Along with that, 50% of all credit reports have erroneous information. Most of that erroneous information isn't actually hurting your credit report, but it's certainly a good thing to pull the credit report and see what's available. And you have a legal right to get one free credit report each year from each credit reporting agency. And this was mandated by the federal government. And the way that you do that is you go to this is a website, annualcreditreport.com. That's annualcreditreport.com. There you can pull your own credit. You have to give them some information, but you can pull your own credit. And there, it's the bureaus that are running it, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, that again, mandated by the government. They aren't going to give you a credit score for free, but they will give you your credit. Most of the time, that's what you need. You want to see what your credit is, make sure that there's nothing on there that should not be on there. You want to make sure that there's no issues there. So once you do that and you have your credit report, you pull that, then you can see what you have and you can see what your credit limits are, you know, what your available credit is. You can take a good look at what is available and what matters, you know, so that you can look at that. And if you have any questions, we can talk about that and see if there's anything that you need to do. If you want to get a credit report or you want to pull your credit more regularly, there are services out there that you can do that. Annualcreditreport.com. You can only do that one time a year.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, I get calls right now with the rates the way they are. We're getting calls, I mean, four or five calls a day right now looking to refinance their home. Many, many people. And I had a call from Dan, and he was looking to do just that. He also wanted to get some cash out because he wanted to do some home improvements. He's been putting off. He knows rates are low. He had a decent rate before, but you know, he wants to lower that rate and he wants to cash out. His big issue is he had a credit score below 580. And you know, he wanted to know, can he pull the cash out? Can he refinance and do the remodeling with that score below 580? It was actually between 560 and 580. So in that situation, not that there aren't programs out there, depending on the loan to value, things like that, there are programs out there. But in most cases, and for Dan, the best thing that we could do is what we did is we got his credit. We ran some scenarios based on his credit to see what would be his, how could we get his credit score up? Because it makes a huge difference on how, if we can get his credit score up, especially over 600, it just makes a huge difference in rates and terms for him. So I ran some scenarios and actually was able to come up with some a way to get his two of his scores over 600 and get him to that point immediately. If he had to do a couple things, but so we ran those scenarios, we showed him what to do, we gave him the plan, sent him an email with the information so he knew exactly what to do, and he was able to do that. And or actually, he hasn't finalized it yet, but he's almost done with it. And once that's done, then we'll be able to have his credit rescored and get it, and hopefully they'll come in over the 600, and then he'll be able to move forward with what he wants to do. And he's really, really adamant about doing the remodel. He feels the work really needs to be done. So he's very motivated to do this, and it's really great to be able to take that and help somebody through it and show them how to get their credit scores where they need to go. And then we'll continue that, hopefully, to help him continue to get his credit scores up. And, you know, maybe in the next 6-8 months, it'll be high enough. Maybe even he can refinance again and even get a better rate because the credit score has then now it's starting to help him. So that's a critical piece. So if you have any refinance thoughts, you're thinking you want to refinance, lower your rate, do cash out, pay off some debt. That's another good thing. You cash out, you pay off some debt. So you when you pay off the debt, your credit scores come up. As your credit scores come up, you know, 6-8 months later, if rates are still low, we can refinance into even better financing because now your credit scores are up. So it all works together as we look at it to try to make it the best possible for you and make it so it works the best and makes it so that you get the lowest cost, save the most money on your mortgage. Because mortgages, you spend a lot of money on your house, you spend a lot of money on your mortgage. And if we can lower that a little bit, that helps you out and helps everybody out. It's a good thing to do. And there's no reason to pay extra if you don't have to. So let's talk about the types of credit accounts. We talked a little bit about this. You have the installment credit, and that's your car loans, your mortgages. Those are loans that you borrow the money and you pay it back, and you can't borrow as you pay it back, you can't borrow any of the extra. You just pay it down, and then at some point it's paid off, or at some point it's paid off. The next piece or the next part of that is a revolving credit. This is your credit cards, your lines of credit. These are things where as you pay them down, you can generally borrow back against it. So you have a $10,000 credit card, you pay it down, you have it down to $5,000, you have $5,000 limit, you can borrow that money. No, it hurts your credit, but that is what then a revolving credit is. And those two are looked at differently by the credit bureaus. And you want, as we talked, you want a mix of credit. And so you want a mix of the installment loans in the revolving credit. And you want more installment loans. I may not have said that correctly, but you want more installment loans than you do in revolving credit. So what you don't want is, you know, $200,000 in revolving credit and you owe $200,000 on it. That's really going to hurt your credit score compared to an installment loan that you just got. Let's say you just did a mortgage and you borrowed $200,000. That's not going to negatively affect your credit as a revolving or generally wouldn't negatively affect your credit as a revolving credit would in that same situation. So you want to know what type of credit you have, and you want to limit your revolving credit, and you want to keep that percentage of what you owe to the credit limit on a revolving credit, you know, in that 18% range if you can. Now, why is credit important? We talked already a little bit about this, but credit scores are important if you want to finance anything. And I know there's people out there and they tell you, pay off all your debt, cut up all your credit cards, pay off your house, pay off your cars. And all that is great advice unless you want to finance something. If you want to finance a mortgage, if you want to finance a car, and you haven't had any credit cards in 3-4 years, you haven't had a mortgage in 3 or 4 years, you haven't had a car loan in 3 or 4 years, you likely will not have a credit score. You certainly won't have the credit lines that we need, which means you won't be able to get credit. You'll be right back to where you were before you ever had credit. So so you're going to have to build it at that point. My recommendation would be you can pay it all off, but don't cut it up and keep it active. And the way, let's take a credit card. The way you keep a credit card active, it's not difficult. You're going to pay cash for everything anyway, right? That if you pay, close all your cards, that's what you're doing. So rather than pay cash, let's say you have a credit card has a $5,000 limit. Charge it up to 20% of that $5,000 limit at the very, very most. Month one. Month two, pay it off. Month three, charge it up again. Up two, doesn't have to go all the way. Then month four, pay it off. That keeps that card active. That keeps that card moving. You're taking the money that you would have paid cash for, put it away in a bank account or wherever, and then pay it off. But don't pay it off and then charge up the next month, because what happens is you don't know when it's going to report to the bureau. So if you charge it up and then you pay it off, but you start charging again, you're going to go over that 20% and you're going to start hurting your credit score. So you want to keep it low. And I would do that with two or three credit cards. And I wouldn't charge $1,000. I'm not saying that. $100 would be fine. You just want to keep them active, show that you're making payments, and that gives you your history. You got to keep that history going. And you have to have the different credits. And if you can't have anything else and all you can have is revolving, that's still better than not having anything. You need something so that you can keep a credit score. Because at some point, most likely, you're going to want to finance something. And if you do, you need credit. And it doesn't matter if 7 years ago you had a 800 credit score, doesn't make any difference. Today you don't, and we're going to have to build it. So let's say you don't have any credit. You never have, or you've let it slide, and now you no longer have credit. How do you establish a solid credit history? This is extremely important. First, you do what I said. You need to use credit regularly. And if you don't have any credit, you need to figure out you need to get some way to get credit. And we're going to talk about that. How do you go about doing that? But if you don't use it regularly, it's difficult for lenders. It's difficult. The credit union is not, or the credit bureaus is not going to know whether you're responsible with your credit. They aren't going to have the history. They aren't going to have what they need to give you a credit score or give you a good credit score. And so you need that. In fact, FICO requires that you have credit related activity in the past 6 months to even qualify for a score. So if you cancel all your cards and you don't have it and you've paid them all off and you don't have any mortgage and you don't have a car payment, you have no credit in 6 months, you're not going to have a credit score. And so you want to just keep it moving. And if you don't have a credit score, because since you haven't had credit in 6 months or never had credit, then you need to start building that credit. And so we need to establish that. And another part of this is establishing a positive payment history. So of course, if you don't have any credit cards, you need to get some. And you may say, how do I get a card? Well, there's something called a secured card. And on a secured card, what you do is you give them X amount of dollars, let's say $300, and they give you a card with $300 limit. What you would want to do though is make sure that whoever you're doing that with, they are going to report it to the credit bureau. You want it reported to the credit bureau. So you give them $300, they give you a $300 limit. In this scenario, let's say then you could charge up to like $50, and then once you get to your $50, you pay it off the next month, and then the next month after that. So month one, you charge up to $50. Month two, pay it off. Month three, charge up to 50. So you keep it active. You show you're making your payments. It's showing on the bureau, and that's going to build your credit. Now you would want to have two or three of these cards so that you can do that. That's one way that you can build the credit. Another way that you can build credit is you can be added to somebody's credit card. And this is called an authorized user. And that what that does is then on the bureau, now you're an authorized user, so now you can use that credit history, that credit is all going to now fall into your credit bureau. Now, so if you're going to become an authorized user, you have to be very careful. You want a credit card that's had a length of history. That's very important. We've talked about that. You want a credit card that has a low balance compared to the credit limit. And you want a credit card that the payments have been made on time. So if you have those three things, let's say the credit card, they've had the credit card for 8 years, they paid it on time, and they're at 10% of the limit. You get on that, it's going to immediately affect your credit score. Once it shows in the bureau, in fact, it takes about a month. But what we can do, if that's the case, you get documentation that you've been added. We can get that to the bureau, and we can get what's called a rapid rescore. If you were trying to get a mortgage at the time, we could do that and get that new credit score, and we could play with it first, make sure what it's going to do to the credit score before we did that. That is a critical piece. That's something that is extremely important to do if you don't have credit. So you can do the secured, you can be a signer on somebody's card. And both of those are great ways to build your credit. You can also ask somebody to co-sign. You know, if you don't have credit, you normally on a co-sign, especially on a mortgage, so this is not co-signing on a mortgage. On a mortgage, you still need a credit score that qualifies to have a co-signer. But in many other things, they'll qualify you based on the co-signer. Even if you don't have any credits, how I established my credit, my father co-signed on a car for me. So that is a way to do it. Now, if somebody does co-sign on that for you, you need to take the responsibility to make the payments on time. And one of the things I find is that if somebody's having trouble making the payments and they had dad co-sign, mom co-sign, grandma co-sign, they don't want to tell them. Please tell them if you're having trouble making the payments. Yes, they will be disappointed, but they will not be as disappointed as when you've ruined their credit because you didn't make the payments. So you don't want to, you know, you want to make, if that happens, you want to make sure that you're making the payments, you make the payments on time, and every, you know, so that their credit stays at that great credit score because of that score, they were able to help you, get the loan that you needed so that you could build your credit. Also, if you do that and you don't make the payments, you didn't build your credit, you really hurt your credit. So it's extremely important that you build your credit that way. So that gives you kind of the basics on some basic things you can do to build your credit. If you have any questions, you want to talk about it, you have maybe credit issues or maybe no credit at all, you don't know what to do, it is always better to talk to somebody. So please give me a call, and my number is 317-672-1938. That's 317-672-1938. Or you can go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And you can either call, or if you go on the website, just fill in the information in the contact. Tell me what you want. I'll get with you and we can talk about it and we can decide what needs to be done. Come up with a strategy or a plan that would best help you and serve you. Again, I appreciate everybody listening. I hope you have a phenomenal Saturday. Next week, we're going to talk about what the best path to homeownership is. So please join me next Saturday for Indy's Real Estate Gurus. Thanks a lot. Have a fantastic weekend.